And eventually we were able to review a series of documents that showed what Prince and a small group of cohorts were trying to do. And what we found was pretty alarming in terms of a U.S. citizen, private U.S. citizen, and no longer really associated with the U.S. government, going around to countries and trying to exploit either their problems or their fears to present a what they call turnkey solutions, which is a full spectrum of military services, intelligence, so that the countries that would potentially buy these proposals basically have to do nothing other than write a check. And he would be able to bring in everything from spy airplanes to paramilitary operatives on the ground and his own, you know, personal spying force and, you know, hunter killers, if you will. You know, so far what we found is that no one has purchased his services, but it didn't stop him from trying and continuing to try to provide those things to as many countries as he—anywhere he could and could see a business opportunity.